Fire.
This weekend, you were in Indianapolis. I was at home watching the Denver Nuggets get absolutely destroyed on and off the court. Real tough
sweep,
series.
Dude. Didn't see that. And, man, I'll tell you, when a sweep's happening, what you can rely on at very least, like, you know, last year the bubble Sixers got swept. There was no fans there at all. If Sixers get swept in a series and somebody shows up at our stadium with a fucking broom with the other team's jersey and holding the free merch they give you at your seat for coming to the stadium, and they start sweeping that on the fucking floor. At least I know Denver probably is like this too. At least your fans will beat the living shit out of that guy.
Oh, no. What happens in Denver is our fans with simple jack haircuts go to sucker punch a Phoenix Suns fan who then just hockey fights the man in front of his friend and beats the living shit out of him. If you haven't seen it, I tweeted it out, but it's been everywhere on the internet.
There's not enough oxygen there, Dan.
Yeah, well, I thought, dude, this guy looks like a Mexican simple jack.
Yeah, nice Caesar cut.
You can tell that those two guys were not liked by everyone around them because they stuck around. No one, like, hopped in. But the Phoenix Suns fan, who, by the way, let me tell you, as someone that's lived in Colorado and in Arizona, these fucking white dudes that just don't wear sunscreen and walk around in basketball fucking jerseys in Arizona, if the sun can't get to them, you ain't going to get to them. These men are like lizards. They're like fucking Gila monsters.
Yeah, their skin's like burlap, dude. You can't penetrate with sheer punches.
They can't even get the vaccine because the needle doesn't poke through. It just bends. Yeah, it bends like when a bullet hits Superman.
You got to pour it into a buck knife wound.
Yeah, or just
pour that vaccine into a buck knife wound.
Or into a tall boy and a shot of fireball and just tell them Mexicans are coming over the border. And they'll fucking shoot it and rip it. This guy kicks the fuck out of this Nuggets fan who does go for a cheap shot, so he completely deserves it. It's weird when you can't stick up for your own.
You won't even stick up for your own team. No, dude.
Don't do that. Don't do that weird thing where you know I'm right.
I'm just saying. You know people in Philadelphia don't do shit like this, so
it's different. Philadelphia doesn't throw sucker punches?
What did you say?
Philadelphia has never thrown a sucker punch?
Wrong. We're not talking about Philadelphia right now. This is about Denver, dude.
You brought up Philly.
I watched that game rooting for you. Don't turn on me.
I told you last night. I'm on the Sixers bandwagon now.
No, I know. I do you know what's funny? We hung up last night, and I came upstairs, and they got down to 6 points. They actually made it a game.
And then you know what's funny? And then they just pulled right away, and then Chris Paul hit a shot.
Immediately,
and I was like,
dude.
Oh, my God. It was back up to 16. 36-year-old man. Yeah, he's playing fuck you ball right now.
No, for sure, dude. This is cunt shit. And I actually do think, wasn't Philly the one wasn't that famous one where the guy was – in an Eli Manning jersey, and he was like talking a bunch of shit and an Eagles fan.
I don't know. There's been a lot of fight videos out of Philly. This one, though, it was like clear as day that this guy is the shithead. Just play it real quick. Because watch, he's like, okay, and then goes for it. Climbs up, starts pushing him. He's laughing. His friend stops it, gives the hand up. The guy's like, all right, checks his phone, puts his phone away, swings. Then guy pulls him over, gets him by his chain, starts fucking rocking
him. Ear shots, dude, he has no idea where he's at.
Yeah, but then you see him get under it,
taking a swipe at the other guy.
Yeah, but then this, bam, just talking.
And it looks like he's bleeding pretty bad.
Yeah, he's leaking. And then Suns in four, that's what hurt. That's what hurt me the most. I was like, man, that fucking he's right. Just if you've watched any of the games, you're like, oh, God, it probably is. We don't have Jamal Murray.
Dude, and just by the way, that
And
kid,
by the way, they're like, he's like still going Suns and four, and there's like other Nuggets fans that are like, hey, man, you weren't wrong.
Now, that guy's fucking completely right, unfortunately.
Yeah, you don't want to see the other team be right. That's why I'm mad at this Nuggets fan. It's like, dude, you're fucking dickhead. You made me go against the Nuggets because you're – with his fucking haircut is, how do you feel like you look cool with that? How do you feel you look cool like you're one of the Three Stooges with this haircut? And we'll tweet it out at the bonfire.
Why don't you also buy your fucking, your number four, maybe top star?
Yeah. Well, he got Murray.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Jamal Murray jersey.
Oh, I thought
one
it was
of our top twos.
I didn't know it was Jamal Murray.
If we didn't, if we, if oh yeah, he's bleeding. And you know what's great is I thought he grabbed him by the shirt. I didn't realize the reason the guy was holding on was because that the Arizona guy pulled a brilliant move and grabbed his chain. So that's what he was holding him down by. He had his chain, and the guy didn't want to let go of it, and so that's why he was just like fucking bam, bam.
Yo, mi madre gave this to me.
He goes, so you can't take that. I'm a simple boy.
Another thing, the cops show up to give the fucking Suns fan the coolest dude in history award because this guy came into the other team's arena and whooped a dude's ass, man. I'll tell you what, wouldn't be Philly, dude. Wouldn't be Philly.
See, he's got his chain.
That guy, that guy would already be getting stabbed in the back of the head by somebody else.
Denver is a city where they're like, well, what happened? I want to know what happened.
Philly, they're like, stop hissing him. You hurting him. You hurting him.
And he's like, okay, no, I got my chain. We good, guys. We could go, guys. We could imagine having a video of you getting your ass whooped. 7.8 million views, this video.
Damn,
has.
Dude.
What a nightmare.
The Suns guy is a... By the way, the only person I want to interview is the guy that got beat up, because he's got to say, I started it. I got fucking housed humiliatingly, had to leave my own arena.
Please,
he was like, he's like, I'll throw the first punch, and then we're going to fucking like get big on it, you know what I mean? Because... he's like, everyone's going to jump in. Let's go Denver.
Yeah, go Nuggets. Pang, 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 pang.
No one helps.
Find a guy who looks like he drives a truck for a living, and he's just like, what, fuck you too, bro. I don't see my kids.
He actually doesn't. He looks like he's getting beat up by the guy who buys beer for teenagers.
What do you guys want, Coors Light? All right, I see
you. That's like they know his name at a strip club and shit. No, yeah.
Oh, that's Doug. He gets dances with basketball shorts on, but we let him.
He just don't take shit.
Damn, dude, he doesn't take any
and
shit.
He thought he had high ground. Dude, to lose when you have low.
I don't know, man. He's kind of got truck driver energy. I would push back on that. He's got a little truck driver energy.
Okay.
Like, he's just fucking, he's bedding down some lot lizards.
But, dude, when he fucking wrecks this kid, I mean, he's awesome. Like, he looks so good. This is the greatest thing that's ever happened in his life.
Yeah, he looks, this is the coolest he'll ever look. Talking shit while holding on, while kicking another guy's ass. Right here, grabs the chain.
But to have the bang, guy who's getting bang. His ass kicked, for anyone who hasn't seen it yet, right? He has the high ground.
Yeah.
He has the, I mean, he comes to him from a thing above him and then just gets dominated by a guy. He's like above it. So lame looking.
He also does a slight sucker move where he pretends he's walking away and then quickly turns to punch the guy who wrecks him.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the kid was a cunt all around. But geez,
guys,
what
I need to leave. There's just a guy right now with his nose in one of those broken nose things at a Pet Boys, and he's like, oh, no, you guys didn't see the full video. He started it because he was being, like, mad disrespectful or whatever, so I was actually the hero with that video.
Oh, that kid's stupid fucking Caesar haircut.
Oh, my God, dude.
He's got a Dan in ninth grade.
Yeah, no way, dude. Even I didn't have that bad of a Caesar cut.
You had a pretty tight Caesar, dude.
It was higher though. I didn't let it drape down on the forehead like I had fucking.
You come the front up a little bit. I don't know. That one of you on the log, Dan. I think it was coming down, buddy.
I'm telling you, it's short. It was shorter than that.
Oh,
this
it was short. Oh, yes, it is. It was shorter than this guy's bangs for sure. But you had a little.
Yeah, I didn't have fucking bangs going across looking. I mean, that guy looks.
He's a Sultan's son.
Yeah.
Or he's a Sultan's son. Either way, he doesn't know how to fight. He lost to a guy wearing white shorts.
I want to buy the Denver Nuggets with my father's oil money.
Anyways, that guy's wearing white shorts, dude.
Linen,
you get your
probably.
Ass whipped by someone wearing white shorts.
Man.
Picked the wrong thing to wear my white shorts.
That Phoenix Suns fan has fucked in a van several times.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yes, without a doubt. Well, we'll
this
put
guy?
It at the Bonfire SXM on Twitter. Enjoy.
Look at him.
It's a
he's
very
banging.
Satisfying video.
Yeah,
it's a real. It's, he gets the friend too. He gets the friend too, and they both completely back down. And they're like such like chain wear. They're just like guys exactly you'd expect, like two shit talkers. They probably
left looks
them.
Like guys.
They rode off together, like one holding the other one's waist on like a fucking crotch rocket motorcycle.
Yeah, they both look like they overuse the word bruh, bruh.
Yeah. For sure.
I'm telling you, bruh, that guy, he would have gotten bruh and a bruh to bruh to bruh.
He got bruh, bruh. Yo, if that was back here, bruh, if he was here, if he didn't have low ground, bro, and it wasn't two against one, bro, I'd have whooped his ass, bruh.
The guy's face, even where he's like, okay, and then just fucking knocked out.
Yeah, he's like, I ain't doing nothing. I'm just over here doing nothing.
Damn, dude. This guy should make this. This guy should put this on his Tinder profile. Just this video. If I was a Suns fan.
Here's what I'm happy about. It's a fight, at least, between, and it's dudes. This was dudes talking shit. I saw a thing in Indianapolis this weekend, Dan.
Yeah, you were saying, you're saying the people in Indiana wild, don't know how to act anymore.
That downtown Indianapolis is a powder keg, dude. Yeah. It's a powder keg, brah.
Yeah, bro.
It really is. It gets a little ghetto-y, right? And then
yeah, we walked along. Gary Veeder and I did a lot of walking around there because I told you that every restaurant was like a 2-hour wait, so we had to do some hoofing.
Yeah, a lot of black dudes with their shirts off, like at nighttime out in the street. It was getting really, like a black loser, even like, oh, don't hang around on there, dude. Shirts are off on the weekend. It's getting weird. Yeah, it
shirts
was.
Off weekend. What is this, P. Pablo video?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Sort of, but it was ghetto, and then it was also this mix of like intolerable dude bro, and twinkling around the middle of that was some hipstery, and all those hotels are there, so then also weddings.
Oh, buddy.
So drunk wedding people also out in the thing, and man, I saw there was this black dude who was just hammered, saying some crazy shit, following these like wedding party people,
yeah,
behind them, and his boys were trying to like kind of calm him down because he was definitely the most fucked up and stuff, but he was being fucking like pretty rank, and the guys were just trying to like do the, and I've said this is a real thing, dude, you have to, Black Lou, support this please, also because you probably have this with your wife, you're walking through the wrong place, these guys are going to talk that shit. I'm not a bitch because I'm not going to get fucking my ass kicked by three guys or two guys. Like, they're trying to start that shit for that reason. Like, we got to eat this one. Babe, love you, but we got to eat this one.
Yeah.
And those guys were unspoken for sure, hoping that she was willing to just eat this one. And, man, she just didn't at one point. She went fucking off. And it just looks so like, no matter how you do it, she's completely in the right, by the way.
Yeah.
By the way, she's acting, but it can't not look fucking Karen-y. It's been put into our minds now that that's Karen behavior, but like, yeah, she was definitely right, and the guys were just like, hey, all right, come on now, come on. Like, they're trying to calm it down when really it's like, well, it's broken open now, dude. You gotta like, now you can't make her the only person now who says something about it. That's way worse.
Do you remember what they were saying, what she said back?
No, it was a little far away for me to know that. It was like another storefront away from the back, okay, of the club. So, like, I didn't hear the exact words, and there was so much commotion also when it was happening, but I was watching it clear as day, very, very close, and it was it was like, when she turned around, like, there was, like, three white dudes, too, from the wedding party, and it's just like, and I think they all just fucking ate it. They let her do, like, the talking completely, and I was like, and that's what that fight just reminded me of, the same thing there, dude. It's like, there's no way to go home, like, I know. Christine is a good example. She doesn't like violence. She doesn't want to see me in a fight. She'll even tell you that it's not fucking exciting for her if I was in some physical thing that I was dragged into and I won. She said it doesn't do anything for her. However, if Christine saw me get my ass kicked or punched and cry, turn away, and run, she'd look at me differently when it came time to deal with my penis, man.
You know what would be even worse is just... if you complain to her in the apartment, and then she just gives like a weird small laugh out of nowhere, where she just goes, mm-hmm, "Huh, and, you're thinking about it, aren't you?
Right now, you're thinking about it.
What's about that face?" She goes, "Huh, Christine, I just asked that you shut the door when you leave the room."
But I'm saying the same thing. But I would also say to her, like, I don't want to be in that thing either. So, but I think Christine knows, like, hey, we're walking by this group of dudes that are going to be fucking with us here, like. They're trying to lure me in to get, fuck me up, rob me, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, just jump me or whatever. I go, so let's just not feed into that at all. I don't think you would. But my point is, if you broke and started going in on it, and I was just letting you deal with it completely on your own.
That first time,
you'd be like,
dude,
dude.
The first time where she goes, enough, you motherfuckers. And you're all, shit.
Dude, I'm not a hero and I'm not a good fighter. But when she turns around, Christine starts doing the enough. If she started doing that enough shit, that's fucking enough for cursing that back. In my mind, immediately I go, I'm in a fight. Yeah. Like, I'm in a fight now. I'm in a fight. I'm like, well, I'm not just going to let her sit there and fucking I'm going to come up even bigger and just make it all about, like, yo, you fucking talking like that in front of my chick, motherfucker. I'll get all that good street talk shit.
Knowing me, I would have gotten sucker punched and knocked out when I was explaining to Katie that I didn't have my shoes properly tied. Go, hey, these things are slip-ons right now.
I'm blistering something bad right now, yeah, and I just think, back of my- listen, I could probably offer these guys a couple of bucks. Clink!
That's when they rape you to show you what a homo you are.
Damn, Dan. Oh, Christine's back hot.
The movie, we were going to go see the Tanya movie.
I, Tanya.
That was a moment where it's like I got into a little thing with a girl while you and Dave were there, and I felt so bad. Like, I felt so bad that I didn't just let it go because the whole thing ended up being, like, embarrassing.
No. I wanted, when that dude did what he did one of, again, the fucking lamest things ever, that dude in the theater. He let his chick bully him into having to be, this guy did not want a problem at all. And then, because again, whatever you take away from it, like, it was definitely, it was me and Dave Smith were both there. So he was definitely in a 2-on-1 like situation, if it was a physical thing, you know what I mean? Which no one was looking for initially, but his chick was being a lot, dude, and she was going for, and she, and then the guy eventually had to be like, all right, well, what's up, motherfucker? You know, whatever it was he did, he's like, he got big and it was like, oh, great. And I was like, perfect. This is what I was hoping for. I was hoping for it to go to here because I can't, but I think I told his chick to shut the fuck up and stuff, and then he had to, like, kind of get big, but it was like, she was just going. She was going too much. But it was like, and we ended up leaving. We left the theater, too. I don't know if they left, too.
Yeah, you didn't see the movie.
Huh? We didn't get kicked out. I told them, if you're not, because they go, we're not kicking anybody out. I go, if you're not kicking them out, like, I'm going to leave, though. I was like, because I go, I won't watch this movie. What's going to be happening that whole movie is I'm going to be thinking about what I can sharpen at my chair to put in this guy's fucking ear hole when we get out of here. I'm like, and I'll consume myself over it. Yeah. So I go, there's no point in staying here.
And just playing it in your mind over and over again. You go, he stands up. That's how I grab his left wrist, kick him twice in the head.
Totally.
And then absolutely. I throw him against the thing, flip over this, go for his friend, grab his leg, nut shot, push up, on the ground. Then I go over, I grab Christine by her waist, I pull her in, and I go, movie's over, baby.
Baby.
You just think about that in your head, dude, the whole movie.
Well, here, if you don't remember, I'll give you a quick refresh on what happened in that story there.
Bonfire context, maybe?
Yeah, I was pretty loud in that theater when it was ending, and I was like, well, we're leaving then. And the managers were very apologetic. They were like, I'm very sorry, but, like, we weren't in here, so we can't kick anybody out if you both say no, nothing was thrown. Do you know what I mean? If no, like, punches were thrown or anything. So, like, we're not kicking anybody out, and I'm like, all right, man, well, then we're going to leave. And they're like, I'm very sorry. And they gave us free tickets. And then I'm sitting there out in the lobby talking about where it's being a whole thing. Dave's talking to them. And, like, you know, like, I just don't understand. It's pretty fucked up, though. It's like, why would we just come in and say people? Like, you saw they were in our seats. That's what it started on. We were like, oh, these are our seats. We assigned seating ones.
Yeah.
And they were just, like, shitty about that. I'm like, oh, does it really fucking matter? It's like, yeah, we picked them.
Yeah,
I'm like, if we didn't pick them,
like, we were the assholes.
Yeah, I'm like, if we didn't pick them, and it was also four of us, so it was like,
I could have been, but if you were my friend and you're on the other side, and someone was like, yeah, we sat in these chairs, and these guys were like, we picked them, I could see myself being like, fucking dorks, what do they care? It's a free country. And then, but when I'm on your side, I'm like, yeah, you win online, you pick the ones you wanted.
No, Dan. Don't say that. I don't want to believe that about you, that you would think that the other side makes any sense at all whatsoever.
I could see myself being like, who cares? Come on, man. We're all in the same theater. Whatever.
Versus sitting in a...
We take chairs, and then somebody else comes in and says that those are their chairs, and we have to move again, all because these guys are being assholes. But the girl called me...
They're definitely in the wrong. They're 100% in the wrong. I'm just saying I could see myself, because of being a friend,
I don't even care if they were in the wrong sitting there.
Yeah.
When I see that, and we've talked about this, and also a new episode of Ari's podcast I did where we talk about anxiety. Mm-hmm. I think I discussed this too. When I see there are people there in my chairs... Already. And then I see that it's like a couple, like a young black couple that's going to love having this fucking fat white guy come over and tell him to move out of there, or, you know, and ask him even politely. It's just going to become a thing. And I already see it. I'm just like, and by the way, it's not going to be every time that it happens that way, but that's my concern about that situation, and it's exactly what happened. Yeah. I was like, hey, guys, really sorry. He goes, these are, and there's four of us, like, we're sitting together.
Hi, how
and they were
you?
Like, it's in the theater. You're not just blah, blah, blah. Says Dan Soder, female Dan Soder. What's the and big deal? Sitting... We're all in the theater. Why don't you go sit in the very front row since you paid for this ticket?
It'd be funnier if I was with them. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, hey, Jay.
Hey, are you really going to bully him?
What's up, Jay? Ah, dude, you playing this shit right now, man? Just sit somewhere else. You're not going to talk during the movie anyway. Who cares if you're sitting near each other?
Was the theater sold out? Was it full?
No, it wasn't full.
Okay.
But if we go somewhere else...
Sure.
And those people come in their seats. We got to just go to your they if they're in that theater, they have seats.
Yeah, which some theaters do exclusively.
So just go to those ones.
Exclusively. I feel like I could have let her sing this bitch because she went, this bitch isn't going to leave it alone. And I went, oh, wow. Like I started getting catty.
No, she gave you a white bitch. No, she gave you a good old white bitch thing. This white bitch fucking thing for nothing. Nothing to do with anything. This white bitch is going to be like, and that's when it was like, and then I was like, yeah, I was like, your chick needs to watch her fucking mouth or something like that. And I was like, and then he was like, yeah, and she was like, and then she would just kind of had like the, like he was talking to her. He's like, yo, chill. Like kind of telling her to chill out. And then like when she just kept going, like I was just, I stopped letting Christine like jaw back and forth. And I was just shitting on her to get him like a ride. And
you go, hot tag, hi, and Jay, then I'm the man and I'm here to talk to you.
But
someone three rows back from that was just sitting there watching that going like, oh shit,
hell
oh, shit.
Yes.
Just eating their popcorn and they're like, oh fuck.
But by the time
Julia, look at this. Julia, look to the left. Those guys are about to fight.
But that's the emotional switch. When we walk in and I see him in our seats, yeah. I'm afraid of the impending fight. Once we're in the fight, now I'm like, let's fucking do it. Let's just, we're here now, let's go. And it fucking
my ring's right here, right in the aisle.
Ah, fuck, dude. Damn, I love you, Lewinsky.
That was perfect.
I wish you believed in it more in us as we believe in you. Goddamn, that was funny. No,
that
but
was
it,
perfect.
But you know, it didn't get to there, thank God. But again, out in the lobby, kind of complaining more, just really saying the story, how ridiculous this is, what's the way it's happening, and. It's fine, but they're being apologetic, and the best thing is I was like, they go, we're very sorry, like, we'll reimburse you, like, your concessions, too, you know, it's like, you could take whatever you have, but, like, we'll reimburse your concessions, and I was like, you know what, I swear to you, I don't even give a fuck about the money, I'm gonna do it, I'll take it, though, I'm not giving you guys any of my money tonight, and I was sitting there, and a person, dude, it's so funny, they're going, what did you have, and I was like, popcorn, we got Raisinets, four sodas we got. I mean, we got a whole bunch. You know, I'm like, snow caps. And they go, okay. And the guy goes, here's your money. He goes, I'm a really big fan of your comedy, by the way.
Oh,
and I went,
yeah,
oh,
I
my
that.
God. Oh, what a that. Dildo. I felt like immediately.
No.
He's like, it was really cool watching this comic that I know and admire act like a goddamn angry child in this lobby.
He came out, and all I could only describe his attitude as huffy.
Dude, I was huffy by that point. Yeah. I knew there was no physical fight happening. I was winding down. Then my white bitch came out, and I'm like, well, I want restitution for my time.
You have ruined my evening.
Yeah.
You have ruined my evening, and now I want you to pay for it.
Here's the best part about that black couple. Dude, we left. They sat in there, probably enjoyed themselves. Nice movie. Probably moved back to our seats, and we're like, ah, they ain't coming anymore.
I'd go as far as to say, didn't even think of you twice.
Not even twice. But I spent two more days going, like, should just wait for them to do that shit. And then I go, yeah, it's a
claw. I come over
there. I could have been like, I'm like, hey, man, look, your chick's talking a lot of shit. But I'm like, yeah, yay. But I'll tell you, while I was in Indianapolis, Dan, there was a weather phenomenon out there that someone. Calm me down, finally told me it happens out there. But do you have it up, Christine? By any chance? The video I sent you? No. This
yeah,
is
a
second. Okay, it's okay. It was lightning, Dan.
Okay.
It started to rain a little bit.
Okay.
And then there was some lightning. There'd be lightning, but I never really
lightning.
Heard any thunder. No
and
thunder.
Thunder.
Nope,
and
no
lightning.
Thunder.
Okay, just lightning, though.
Just lightning. And it was coming every, like, you know, couple minutes, the way lightning will do sometimes. And then at one point, like a strobe light, Dan, you'll see I record 2 straight minutes of
okay.
nonstop lightning. And I'm telling you, it's 2 minutes of 30-some straight minutes of, it's like a strobe light was going off in the sky, like a fireworks explosion. It was the scariest thing
And you were outside
I've seen
smoking.
The child. I was at the smoke. And for the first time ever, I was like, there was another comic with me. Joe Kelly was with me. And he was a hilarious guy, by the way. Joe worked with me several times. He was outside me, too. And I was like, I was being cooler than I felt because he was there. But I was definitely in my head. I was like, yo, this is like, it was a nostalgic feeling and not in a good way. It took me back to that thing. I was like, yo, this is like, I really started, is this a thing? Like, something's happening here. I've never seen anything like this.
Is the sky mad at me?
Ride the lightning?
Yeah. Is the sky going to, dude, lightning strikes can be terrifying.
It's not even strikes, dude. The sky was strobe lighting for a half hour straight I watched. Jacob, you've seen
I'd
this
just
before?
Go inside and feel okay about it, though. I don't know, like.
You wouldn't be confused at what was going on. What'd you say?
A lot of lightning storms down here, but I love them. I always, as a kid, I love watching lightning storms.
Yeah, I'm not
just
saying a lightning storm.
Open up a window and just, yeah.
I mean, it never stopped, Jacob. You've
that's
seen
kind of cool, though.
For a half hour.
When it's nonstop like that, that's an anomaly. You don't ever get to see that. So you're like, oh, this is
you're not supposed
cool.
to see that because it's not supposed to lightning nonstop, Dan. That's crazy.
Well, who says it is not supposed to? That's if it happens, it's fucking cool, dude. That's cool. I want to see this. Because the weather that scares me is when I said when the clouds are like blue or like tornado clouds, and you're like, this could get fucking... There used to be tornado sirens in Denver, and they'd go off, and they're fucking
by the
terrifying.
Way, I want you to pay attention to my crash joke in this I make at one point.
Okay.
Because a girl walks by like right while I'm filming. I don't think you see her, but she had awesome, big, huge, wet boobs.
Okay.
And then what I say to the guy next to me, I'm like, you'll catch the line after. I want you to hear it fresh, but I go, I'm referring to her titties because we're watching a weather phenomenon. Keep that in mind.
Oh, go back because we missed what Jay said.
You almost saw. I don't think you can.
Now we just talked over right there. I said you almost saw three phenomenon. It's too shitty of a joke to go back to it for a third fucking time.
Oh, it's all right, buddy.
Thank you, Lou. Ride that lightning.
I ruined it the last time.
I'll put it out.
It doesn't fucking matter. It's terrifying. Yeah. Look at that lightning, though. It's fucking nuts. You're wrong. Yeah, it's terrifying.
That's the kind of shit that they call sports games because people are going to get struck. Mm-mm. That's when you hear like people getting fucking rocked on a golf course because they tried to play through a storm. There's a comic that got struck by lightning. There's someone that was telling me that story. They got fucking hit by lightning.
Like, actually hit by it.
Yeah, that has to be...
How do you survive it?
I don't know. Getting hit by lightning and surviving, and if you don't have powers, you have to be so pissed.
I was gonna, that brings us to another good subject, but should we take our last break?
They're always a little cracked afterward, too.
Because, actually, before we take our last break here, I want to tell you, Jacob, also, because I want to get over to the Indianapolis stuff while I have it all fresh in my head. There was a fan there and her couple... that were fans of ours, and the guy of the group goes, hey, my girlfriend wants to fangirl out with you about Supernatural. So I started talking to her about the show Supernatural, and she goes, first question, Jacob, she goes, you a Sam or Dean person? And I was like, that's a ridiculous question, Dean all day. Dean Winchester. I was like, you know, care about Sam, but Dean's the dude. And then she went on to show me, she has 13, I think she said, Supernatural-related tattoos.
Dang.
Like their weapons, they're all this fucking cool shit. And then take you one step further. She's with her boyfriend, but when she divorced her ex-husband, she said, legally changed her last name to Winchester. So she is currently last name Winchester, all of those tattoos. I'm like, wow.
That's into Supernatural. That's into Supernatural level that like Jensen Ackles might get a little nervous to be around her.
Whatever that ex-husband did to her, this new guy is going to have his work cut out for him untangling those fucking cords because she changed her name to a fictitious thing.
I didn't realize that Wayne was not your given name. She's like, no, I'm just super into Batman. And you're like, okay.
He goes, oh, because you wanted to legally call your house Wayne Industries.
Wayne Manor?
Wayne Manor.
Hey, can you stop referring to your third floor walk-up as Wayne Manor? I think it's kind of disrespectful
to
the
character.
It's
my manor and my last name's Wayne. But change your last name to Winchester. Well, I don't hate the action she did. I'm just like, that. When you're the girl you're dating's done something like that, you're like, she makes a lot of decisions like this. And, you know, it's like you just got to know what you're dealing with.
She might come home with a new car or a new puppy. We don't know. We don't know.
She might come up with a new car or covered in blood and with no explanation as to why.
Or also legally changing my name to Lex Luthor. So but she was, I don't know.
She was super sweet, and she had her tats were really cool.
That's awesome. Are you guys still gonna, are you and Jacob still going to get that?
Yeah, Jacob, I mean, for real, dude.
Did she get the pentagram? Did she have the pentagram?
I don't know, but she's very excited about the, as a Supernatural fan and a Bonfire fan, she's very, very excited about the prospect of me and you get Jacob. Can I tell you something? It's a step for me, too. I don't want to get tattoos on my torso because I don't want to show my torso to people anyway. I'm not looking for an excuse to have something on my chest. It literally will be mostly for just me and you, dude. Something between us. It means a lot to me. Now, look, I know you don't see a bright future with this show, and that's fine. But I still would have that long-time bond with you.
Yeah, you would. That'd be a good bond, dude.
Your only tattoo. And you'll be like, oh, this is, you'll tell people in Colorado, you'll be like, this is from my old radio show. And they'll be like, the foxhole? And you'll be like, no, the other one. And he's like, yeah.
Oh, they're like, what's Jamie Foxx like? He's like, I don't want to tell that story again. I worked with these guys, Dan and Jay. And they're like, we don't care about that.
What a bunch of dildos. Got this stupid tattoo with one of them. The fat one, yeah.
Skinny one's sad working at some Best Buy in Albuquerque now.
Damn, dude. I really hurt so much that I'm so fat that Dan is the skinny one.
You said the sad one.
I think he said skinny. Did you really say sad?
I don't remember.
No, you said skinny. You said the skinny one. I don't give a shit. That's funny because, by the way, no, what's funnier is if you said sad, and I'm like, damn, did I want to hear skinny? And I'm like, oh, I guess you're the skinny one. No, no. Dan, is you are a thin man. You're a tall, thin man. Tall, thin Duke.
I'm not tall and thin anymore. I'm starting to get skinny fat. It's creeping up.
But it doesn't matter. But your thing is like your thing. But skinny I would never describe you as. But it is funny. You know, it came up a few times this weekend in conversation. I said something about Little Jay, my friend Little Jay. And every time I say it, I go, and then there's Little Jay. I go, oh, there's a Little Jay? And I go, yeah, he's 6'1", 185 pounds, completely average built guy. He's not little at all. He's actually bigger than average.
He's just a regular
Larger than average guy, actually, on height. And you're like, yep, he's just the Little Jay of our group. So in our group, Dan's the skinny one. That's awesome.
Feels good.
You'd have to gain a lot of weight to not be the skinny one. That's what's got to feel awesome. You got some wiggle room, dude. You got about fucking 30 more pounds of wiggle room before they say those two chubby guys. You don't want to get too close. You get within fucking 50 pounds of me, dude, then we're two chubby guys.
And then you're going to feel threatened, like your territory is being taken, so you're going to start eating, and I'm going to try to catch up with you, and then we're going to look like those two super fat guys on motorcycles.
Hell yeah, dude.
That's how we'll ride into Bonfire.
Two dildo guys.
Whoa, bro.
just two schlubalubs.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.